All right, we're set for a high school football Thursday night edition, Noah Ironman style. Teeing it up for the Vernita Hornets will be Tillon DeRosa. Back deep to receive the kick for the Ironman will be Wyatt Sanders, along with Zen Callahan. And now I'm proud to turn the microphone over to my friend and voice of the Noah Ironman, and a man who's actually sent an email to Hillary Clinton, Adam Hooper.
All right, thank you very much. There's a kick, a high kick. Sanders bobbles it at the 10, but picks it up, runs to the left to the 15, and that's where he'll be at the 15-yard line. A nice special teams tackle there by Dayton Boland, and that's where the Ironmen will start from their own 15-yard line, first and 10.
And whatever Coach Hyman said to his charges got them fired up, and they covered that kick well. And as you said, the Ironmen will start deep in their own territory. This is important. Field position is important early on for both of these teams.
We're going to see how much emotion this Vernita Hornets can be with the dedication here tonight. Cody Smith under center at quarterback. And the lone tailback, though, is Terrell Collins. A shotgun formation. Sanders in motion. They'll hand it off to Collins, breaks one tackle to the 15, and he may have gained a yard to the 16-yard line. And again, the stop there by Dayton Boland was the first to get him, along with Dylan Inyard.
Looks like the Hornet defense, pretty good size up front. We'll try to get those weights for you a little later in those sizes. But I tell you what, they've got some good three-down linemen, are pretty stout looking. Looks like they're running about a 3-4 defense. And the Ironmen are going to have to find a way to penetrate that and get some ground game going.
Second and 9 now from the 16-yard line. A shotgun formation, a pitch to Sanders. He breaks one tackle, sweeps around, turns around, and spins around to the 17 to the 18-yard line. And again, good pressure there by that front four by the Hornets defense, led by Stefan Frost.
And Adam, the Ironmen's first third down of the evening, they're going to be looking at a third and a long 6 just inside their own 20-yard line. Be interesting to see if Coach Hagenbush plays it safe or we see a pass on third down here.
It is third and 6 now from Nowata's 19-yard line. They got to get past the 25 for a first down. A receiver on the left side, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Collins, the lone setback. They're going to hand it off to Collins. Runs to the right, to the 20, down to about the 25-yard line. That he might have the first down. He might be just a little bit short.
The linesman came in and marked his right foot just inside the 25-yard line. It looks like, well, we might need a measurement here. No, he said fourth down.
It is going to be fourth and 1. It's just he had to really cross the 25 to get the first down. It's about fourth and 1 from the 20, just short of the 25-yard line.
I'd like to go back to that sweep that Wyatt Sanders ran earlier. One thing we haven't seen him do this year is extend it all the way to the corner and try to go wide. He's had a lot of success last year cutting it back and making short yardage or making good yardage out of it. This year, they seem to be wise to that.
Play clock now down to 5. It looks like that Cody Smith, a high snap. Smith gets it at the wobbly kick, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 42-yard line. And Vernita's territory, so that's where the Hornets will begin their first possession. And we'll see for the first time that good Nowata defense. And Parker Ward, the starting quarterback for the Hornets, now on the field.
Well, Vernita's going to start with a much better field position at their own 43-yard line as the Ironmen were in the shadow of their own goalpost. Kind of a nice night now. The sun set. We got a nice cool breeze blowing up here.
85 degrees kickoff time. Shotgun formation now to Parker Ward, a receiver on each side. They got a man in motion. They'll hand it off, a sweep to the left side of the 45, tripped up at the 47-yard line. And Nick Morton, actually it's not Nick Morton, but Alex Kaufman was the ball carrier. And it'll be second down and 5 now from the 48-yard line.
And Archie Agnew was kind of taken downfield on that. Luckily, Zinn was able to come over and make the tackle after a short gain, or after a 5-yard gain. So look at second and 5 now.
A receiver on each end, a shotgun formation, and now we got movement on the front line. Actually, they're going to say it's going to be a neutral zone infraction against Nowata, something they've had a little problem the past couple of weeks.
Well, we had 7 of those last week, as you alluded to, Adam. This should give them right at first down yardage. We'll see how they mark it off. And it's going to be a first and 10.
Yeah.
So it'll be first and 10 now in Nowata's territory from their own 47-yard line. 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score between Nowata and Vanita. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Shotgun formation for Parker Ward. Ward now hands it off. This time is Dayton Bolin, and Bolin sweeps to the right, but not going to go anywhere. And a nice tackle there by the Ironman's defense, led the way, Ethan Foster.
I tell you what, Petey Knight and Jacob Barnes giving chase from their interior line position. Give credit to Ethan Foster. He stayed home on the reverse like he should and turned it into no gain, being second 10 or second 11. He lost a yard. So we noticed in the pregame, as the Hornets were taking some pregame snaps, that they were having trouble getting off on the right count. We thought at first that penalty might be on them the play before, but unfortunately went for a Hornet first down. Kind of a mirror offense of Nowata's, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, probably. Second and 11. Hand off to the middle. Doesn't go anywhere. And right there to smack him is Petey Knight. The ball carrier is Chris Armijo.
Armijo. I'm sorry.
Armijo. Yes. But he lost it. No gain on the play to be third and 11.
I think it was interesting early on. The first couple of plays, they tried both perimeters to see what they could get there. Then on the third running play, went right up the middle for no gain. Third and 11, big play for Ironman defense here. Cody Smith, Wyatt Sanders are the safeties. Agnew and Foster, the corners.
Three wide receivers, two on the left. Parker throws, pass is caught at the 40-yard line. Well short of the first down. It was caught there by Alex Kaufman. But there on the stop for Nowata is going to be Tim Callahan. And again, the Hornets are about 3 yards short of the first down. It'll be fourth and three from Nowata's 40-yard line.
And just like a nice little pitch and catch up over the middle, trying to get back some of that yardage, makes it fourth and manageable.
Looks like Vanita is going to go for it here on fourth and three, a receiver on each end. And the ball comes loose, and the flag's all over the place. We have movement.
Illegal snap, probably.
Going to be a false start against Vanita. Yeah. So back them up 5 yards. Now you're looking at fourth and eight from the 45-yard line.
And Adam, that might make Coach Christie want to rethink things here.
And it looks like they're going to bring their punting unit out here.
You're right. Looks like Tylan DeRoge is going to do the punting for the Hornets, and Wyatt Sanders back in deep receiving formation. That's about his own 13-yard line for the Ironmen.
You know, I think this is a huge game not only for Nowata, but I think it's probably more bigger for Vanita as they go down the stretch. We'll talk about it here shortly. Here's a high snap, a high kick, and a nice kick there, and the ball comes loose. It's picked up by Nowata to the 15, to the 20, dives at the 23-yard line.
Archie Agnew taking a big chance there, but he got the Ironman back about 15 yards on the play. That was a great return by Archie Agnew.
Now spot the ball at the 23-yard line in Nowata's territory. It'll be first and 10 with 6:42 to go in the first quarter, and no score between Nowata and Vanita. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Well, Adam, when you're the bigger school, it's always tough to have to play the smaller school. You have everything to lose and nothing really to gain because you're supposed to beat the smaller school. So it's always tough coming into games like this when you're a Vanita playing a Nowata.
And a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Two wide receivers, one on each side. Now looks like Sanders in motion. They'll hand it off to Collins. Runs to the middle to the 25, down at the 26-yard line. And it'll be Tylan DeRoja there to make the stop for the Hornets.
And I'm impressed early with Vanita up front, Adam. They're not giving Terrell anything big up the middle right now.
They'll spot the ball to the 26-yard line. It'll be second and eight. And the one thing, and I'll go back to last week's Oklahoma-Akron game, you know, Akron only allowed 100 rushing yards against the Sooners, and that's what kind of right now is what that Vanita Hornets front four are doing.
I think Coach Christie's squad is trying to do the same thing Nowata's doing, make this a one-dimensional game for the Ironman offense.
Hand off is Terrell Collins, and Nowata's going to give Cody Smith, and he's sacked. And you can see the blitz right there. They brought about eight players up front, And there to the sack him is Stephen Frost.
Yeah, I think even the water boy might have gotten in on that one, Adam. That was a six-yard loss. I think Cody was going to try to do the read option, but when they brought the all-out blitz, there was nothing there for him to do.
Third and 13 from the 21-yard line. Again, clock rolling with 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. No score. Well, Vinita plays at 4A District 3. That is very brutal.
Yes,
you've got Ulagaw, Casha Hall, Catoosa, and Wagner. So I would say this has to be a bigger game for them.
Oh, I agree with you.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. They'll hand it off. Utsley's a busted play, and Smith going down again, this time at the 15-yard line. That was really a busted play from the start. And again, Stephen Frost along with Tylen DeRosa.
Looked like he was going to fake that jet sweep to Wyatt going to the left and maybe run a naked bootleg to the right. They sent some receivers out here to about the 30-yard line, but he never had a chance to do anything but eat it on that play.
Now you're looking at 4th and 19 for the Ironmen, and it looks like that Cody Smith and the Ironmen will have to punt this ball away. But give credit to that line for Benita's defense. There's a snap. It's a high kick. Nice kick by Cody Smith and a fair catch called at the 49-yard line. Smith was being pressured, and he got off a nice booming kick. But again, Benita will have excellent field position from their own 48-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 from Benita's 48-yard line with 4:24 to go in the opening quarter.
Well, it'll be interesting this first play to see if Benita tries to come back to that right side of the Ironman defense. That's the only place they had any luck the first drive when they sent Kaufman for a 5-yard gain. Of course, they did have the 8-yard pass.
Parker Ward now goes in the shotgun formation. Armijo is the lone setback. Now got a man in motion. Armijo, a fullback, gets the ball, and he's not going anywhere. He might have gained a yard, but they're Terrell Collins along with Ethan Foster there to make the stop. Actually, it's a game of one. It'll be 2nd and 9.
Terrell did a nice job of shucking his blocker and sliding through to make that tackle. That's just how you teach it in spring drills. Get your hands out in front of you, push the blocker away from you, went for his feet, he pushed him down to the ground, got his shoulder pad square and stuck Armijo for a 1-yard gain. 2nd and 9, Hornets.
Shotgun formation again for Parker Ward. Ward now goes back to pass, fires, the man is caught at the 38-yard line, enough for a Hornet first down, and that's going to be Brad Cook, the 5'11", 160-pound senior making the catch. A first reception of the night for the Hornets, and it gives the Hornets a first down, 1st and 10 from Nowata's 38.
And, you know, Ethan Foster had pretty good coverage on him, just a half a step, and I'm impressed Ward just threaded the needle.
Now reverse to the left side, and there's the 40, breaks one tackle to the 35, and dives to the 30-yard line. Alex Kaufman there, the carrier. And he actually started from the wide receiver position, got the reverse, swept to the left, and gains maybe 8 on the play. It'll make it 2nd and 2.
Yeah, they've ran that play twice now, and it's picked up a total of 13 yards and 2 carries. So Kaufman averaging 6.5 yards a carry on that little wing back around.
2nd and 2, ball at the 30-yard line, a receiver on each end, a shotgun formation for Parker, play action, Parker. He's being pressured, now rolls to his right, still rolling, breaks one tackle to the 30, 25, knocked out of bounds at the 24-yard line, and that gives the Hornets a first down, but basically Parker Ward was running for his life, trying to run away from Tim Callahan, and he beats Tim Callahan and gets the first down.
Well, Tim Callahan obviously doesn't have the speed of a quarterback, and he just couldn't get the angle on him. And the Ironman linebackers were in pass coverage by the time they came up. Ward able to get a good scramble, get out of bounds, not get hit, and pick up the first down.
Again, a shotgun formation for Parker Ward, a receiver on each end. And off this time is Armijo, and he might have gained a yard to the 24-yard line. He's met up by Wyatt Sanders.
He got two, and he popped back up like he didn't touch down, but they marked him down, dead ball. It's going to be 2nd and 8.
Checking in for Benita, Parker Ward, trying to get final instructions from Mike Christie, the head coach.
So I'm impressed with this little sophomore quarterback. He's done a good job so far.
He's been very patient so far. Now, a reverse again to the right side to the 20, to the 15. Game goes to the 11-yard line. Dayton Boland there on the ball carrier, and he goes to the 11-yard line and up for a Hornet first down.
Well, Adam, I think we've seen what we hoped wouldn't happen to the Ironman defense. They're able to move that ball on the ground, and all of it so far coming on the perimeter to Boland and Kaufman running wide.
Under 2 minutes to go. No one of Benita scoreless. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Under center now, shotgun formation. Handoff. It's the fullback to the 10-5. Touchdown, Benita. That is Chris Armijo on a 12-yard run right in the middle of that Nowata defense, and Benita scores first with 1:42 to go in the opening quarter. And by the way, that is the first time the Ironmen have trailed in this game,
and you know,
actually all year.
You know, Adam, they had kind of opened that up with the perimeter running, and the inside linebackers for the Ironmen got caught cheating to the outside, and Armijo just took it in from 12 yards out, and the Ironmen are in a deficit.
Tylan DeLoja will attempt the extra point. Snap. And so ball snap, it's low, and they try to throw it, and the pass is caught for a two-point conversion, but a flag on the play. It's going to be an illegal man downfield.
Yeah,
a lineman caught that. That's a no-no. Looks like who caught that?
It might have been Drake Ward or Joe Dan Hicks. I couldn't tell.
Well,
oh, no, 66. So Dylan Inyard did not get his two-point conversion.
Sorry, you're not ineligible downfield, so that point conversion is going to be no good.
Well, actually, they'll probably back him up, what, five and go again?
Well, that's right. They'll go again. I forgot. So, again, the Hornets on top 6-0. It started from their own 48-yard line. And now they'll try again on the conversion. That, matter of fact, was a low snap. That's why the backup quarterback, Ethan Gibson, had to run for his life and just threw a lob pass and threw it one of his offensive linemen. And actually, they're not going to have another chance. They should have another chance.
That's a loss of down on that one. It's illegal man.
Legal man downfield, so.
Yeah, he touched his head both hands. That's it. Loss of down, so they will not get another attempt.
So timeout on the field, 1:42 to go in the first quarter. Benita 6, Nowata nothing. Back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country KRIG. Seventh play, 52 yards. And Chris Armijo, a 12-yard run, the point after no good. And that made it now 6-0 favor of Benita.
You think David Hyman would like to win this game too? Over his...
Oh, you know that he would. He's been trying for about 5 years. Tylan DeLoja will kick things off. High kick.
Good
Sanders trip. Gets it at the 3. Runs to the left, to the 10, to the 15, and breaks one tackle. That's all he'll get is the 17-yard line.
Tell you what, when you've got a guy that can put it that far downfield, it makes the kick return game a whole lot more interesting for the Ironmen.
And Chris Armijo there to make the stop, so that's where Nowata will start again. Kind of, again, poor field position. It'll be first and 10 for the Ironmen with 1:14 to go in the first quarter.
Well, the Ironmen have started at their 15, their 24, and their 18 so far. So not been great. We've got to get something going and have a response to that touchdown.
See what Cody Smith can do here and this Nowata offense. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Only one wide out to the right side. Smith, pass caught. And boom, down he goes to the 21-yard line. Wyatt Sanders took a smack at the 21-yard line. And, boy, he's up a little gingerly just a little bit. But I'll tell you what, I think the tackle was made by Parker Childers.
Put a good lick on him. And give credit to Cody Smith getting that ball out quickly. It's kind of what he needed to do, get his feet wet. Nice little 4-yard pitch and catch. Ironmen have second long six to go here.
Ethan Foster in the game now for Nowata. He'll line up to the right side on second down and six from Nowata's 22-yard line. Under 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter, 6-0 Vanita. Sanders in motion. They'll hand it off to Terrell Collins, and he might have gained a yard on that play, but there Dylan Inyard makes a stop, and that may be the final play here in this first quarter. And looks like it's going to be no gain.
Just
it'll be third and six from the 22.
Just keep thinking he's going to break through there and get some daylight. But I tell you what, Inyard and DeRosa both have played well in the middle.
Well, we're through one quarter of play, and your score, Benita 6 and Nowata nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Nowata will have it to start the second quarter. Third and six from their own 22-yard line. A receiver on each end. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Throws. Has a man open. Caught at the 35 to the 40. Spins around the 45-yard line. And that's Wyatt Sanders on the nice reception there by Cody Smith. Enough for an Ironman first down.
23 yards on the gain. And just what the Ironman kind of needed to get out of the shadow of their goalpost, pick up their first down of the ball game, and it comes right after the first play of the second quarter. And who would have thought that, Adam?
I never thought that in all the years I've been here.
Well, we'll give a shout-out to Mike Flock, Dennis Roulette, Barry Blish, and Chris Highsmith are the home team chain gang here. I know they're not able to listen, but they're doing a good job, and Chris is my general manager. And it's good to see those guys all here tonight.
Hand off is Terrell Collins, and he's not going anywhere. He might have lost some yardage. And that's Stephen Frost. We have called his name quite a bit in this game, and that's a loss of one. Now mark off the Ironman second and 11 from their own 43-yard line.
I don't know who he's lining up across from, but he's getting the better of that battle right now.
Tell you what, I've been impressed with that front four defense for Vanita, haven't you?
Yes, sir. They've given no quarter right now for the Ironman running game.
And they've really have shut out Terrell Collins in this ball game. Second and 11 now from Nowata's 43-yard line. Two wide receivers on the right, one on the left. Pass is incomplete.
And
through the hands of Wyatt Sanders to the right side, and now Nowata looking for a third and long.
And Cody bobbled that snap, and I think it threw his timing off because that was just a quick out route to Wyatt. And I'm kind of not liking the body language of the Ironman players right now. They look a little...
I think they look confused, don't you?
They do. Wyatt and Cody having some discussion about what the route was supposed to be. I don't think they're on the same page as Tylan Lydell comes in and brings in this play. Very important third and 11 now. The good news is at least the Ironman will have better field position. On that right side, Lucas Owens and Jeremy Hughes been going up against 52, and they're having trouble with him.
Now Sanders gets it and cannot spin around to miss a tackle, and he's going to lose about 3 yards to the 40-yard line. And there, Chris Armijo there, the first to get him. And now you're looking at fourth and long, and that's a loss of about 1 yard.
Yeah, they were kind of nice to us on the spot there. I'm like you. I thought originally they lost 3 or 4 yards, and now the Ironmen are going to be forced to punt again. Ball at their own 42, and the Ironmen kind of look like they don't have a lot of zip right now. I think they're a little surprised. Shock. I think they're in shock right now because they're not used to this position.
Well, that time, Vanita went on a blitz. They had the 8 men up front. Now here's a snap. Smith, nice punt there by Cody Smith. And it's going to be caught at the 25 to the 30. Breaks one tackle to the 35 to the 40. Still on his feet to the 45 down at the 48-yard line. That's Ethan Gibson on the return. So a nice return there for the Hornets, who gets, again, good field position.
I'll tell you what, that was just Cody Smith got a great kick, but unfortunately he outkicked his coverage on that. And it was 10 yards before Gibson encountered an Ironman would-be tackler, and they're going to set up shop at their own 48-yard line with 9:43 to go in the half.
9:43 to go in the first half. 6-0 Veneta on top of Nowata. The scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Under center is Parker Ward, and kind of look like an eye, hands it off to their tailback, breaks one tackle to the 50, an Armand tackle to the 40, to the 35, down at the 30-yard line.
It's coming back, Adam.
That's Dylan Bolin, but like Tim said, I think this is going to come back. It's going to be a hold against Veneta. Boy, Dayton Bolin, though, if that would have counted, well, he had everybody beat.
Yeah, Alex Coplin was doing a little two-step out there with Terrell Collins, and I think he was leading, and they caught him doing it. It's going to be a nice 6-yard gain before the penalty, so he will get credit for 6-yard gain and then a penalty of 10, bring it back for a net of -4 on
so
the hold.
So you're looking now at 1st and 14. From Veneta's 44-yard line. Glad to have you aboard here on Real Country K-Rig and also online, BartlesvilleRadio.com.
They found the chink in the Ironman's defense, and that's the perimeter.
And a handoff again to fullback Chris Armijo, and he'll scamper to the 45 to the 46-yard line.
Jacob Barnes there to kind of lay down on him, and that's 6'4", 295 pounds of laying down on you.
Jacob Barnes there to make the stop. So it's 2nd and 12 from the 46-yard line. Under 9 minutes to go in the first half, 6-0 Veneta. A receiver on the left, two wide receivers on the right, a shotgun formation. Ward going back to pass, has a man open, caught at the 50, 45, and dives at the 42-yard line as Archie Agnew there to make the stop.
You know, that's not going to work. Lucas Owens lined up in man coverage on Kaufman. He's not going to be able to cover him. He's just not fast enough to do so.
They're going to spot the ball at the 43-yard line, about a yard short of the first down. And this is where I think Nowata's defense has got to step it up here. Do not get Veneta another fresh down. Two wide receiver.
Up.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this has got to step it up right here.
3rd and 1. And Armijo has it on the fullback position, but depending on the spot
where they're marking it, I think he's going to be about
A half yard short.
I think you're right. No gain.
Again, good job that front four, that Nowata defense.
With the exception of his 12-yard touchdown, the Ironmen have really kept the interior game in check. 4th and 1.
It's going to be 4th and 1, and Parker Ward now getting in final instructions from the sidelines on Veneta's field. And now again, Nowata's defense got to step it up here again. 4th and 1 from the 43-yard line. Shotgun formation for Ward. There's a snap, reverse, and a pat, boom! It makes one tackle, but I think that second effort gives Veneta a first down. But I tell you what, Dayton Bolin gave a licking to an Ironman player. And I tell you, it was a licking, too.
Yeah, he put his head down, literally, and just bowled over an Ironman would-be tackler.
So that gives Veneta fresh downs, fresh set of downs, and at the 40-yard line with 7:10 to go in the first half, 6-0. Favor of Veneta. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. A receiver on each end. Now a reverse again, and that sweep's not going to work. As Parker Childress there on the ball carrier, and that front four again for Nowata just slaughtered him, led by Petey Knight.
Well, we've been expecting that kind of reaction all night by the Ironman front, and this time they kind of rise up and get nasty. I think they've had enough, maybe.
That's a loss of 5, and they'll make it 2nd and 5 from Nowata's 45-yard line.
Only the second time, I think, that Veneta's been behind the chains tonight.
You're right. Ward on the shotgun formation on 2nd and 15. Ward now going back to pass. Throws the middle, and it's overthrown. The intended receiver was Ethan Gibson. But he was well covered by a couple of Ironman defensive backs.
Cody Smith put a pretty good lick on him after the pass went by, but it was nothing illegal. I think we heard some groans from the Veneta faithful, but he was just in position, and he could have really put a stick on him, but he pulled off of that pretty good. Big play right here, Adam. It's a third and about 15 to go. The Ironmen need to get the ball back, take it in, and tie this score up before halftime. Checking into the game for the Hornets, was the number we haven't. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's Brad Cook. Brad Cook.
Shotgun formation for Parker Ward. Ward now to reverse, and he's not going anywhere. And a good stop there by Ethan Foster. Actually, yes, it is Ethan Foster who made the stop there, and trying to the reverse was Alex Kaufman, and that's going to go back to Benita's territory to the 49-yard line. That's a loss of six.
Hey, give credit to Hagenbush's play calling there on defense as he called a corner blitz from Ethan Foster and came from the backside and corralled Kaufman for a big loss. And I tell you what, going to see a punt now, much-needed punt for the Hornets.
Nice response for that. No want to set it down. There's a snap. High kick, and this ball is going to be let go. It's going to take a Vanita bounce, and they'll put the ball to the 15-yard line. So Nowata has 85 yards to play with to try to tie this game with 5:53 to go until halftime. 6-0 favor of Vanita, and our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Coming up at halftime, we'll recap the first half, and we'll have our area team spotlight. And tonight, we're spotlighting the Ullagal Mustangs, a future Hornets opponent. And this edition of the area team spotlight brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Something we haven't seen from the Ironmen yet is a draw or a screen to try to nullify some of that pressure.
Smith now going back to pass, throws a screen. The pass was incomplete, but it was batted down. Actually, it was tipped there by one of the linemen. Looked like Stephen Frost or Stephen Frost had a hand on it. And now you're looking at 2nd and 10 for Nowata.
Well, why it wasn't open, I don't know. Had he been able to get the ball through there, if he could have got a catch or not. He was pretty well covered. I didn't see the number of the Benita defender, but he was well covered. Had a man at about the 30-yard line. I couldn't tell who it was. One of the wideouts, unfortunately for our Ironmen. Cody didn't see him that chance. Maybe he'll get another chance at him this time.
Now it's 2nd down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Sanders in motion. They'll hand it off to Collins. Sweeps to the right. Breaks a tackle to the 15.
There you go.
To the 20. To the 25. Down at the 27-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down, but that has to be the longest run of the night for the junior tailback, Terrell Collins. Now you're looking at 1st and 10. They'll spot it at the 27.
Yeah, 17 yards, definitely the longest run by an Ironman back thus far. Just what we needed. Take some of the heat off. But something different happened. He bounced it outside. He didn't keep it up the middle that time. Able to use his speed and get away from the Hornet defenders. Might see more of that.
Two wide receivers to the left side for Nowata. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. There's a snap. Smith going back to pass. Now he'll run, and the ball comes loose, and I think Vanita has picked it up. A little mistake there by Cody Smith, and it'll be the first turnover of the night for Nowata, and Vanita will get excellent field position.
Not what we needed, Adam.
No, sir, it's not. And now Vanita gets excellent field position, and depending on the spot, it'll be at the 23-yard line in Nowata's territory. Now with 4:53 to go to halftime, that is something that you got ill afford.
Well, with DeRozan's leg, wouldn't you say that they should at least get a field goal out of this, barring another turnover?
Now on a power eye, hands it off to Dayton Bolin, and Bolin's not going to go anywhere. He might have gained a yard to the 22-yard line.
Again,
looks like no gain on the play.
With the exception of that 12-yard run by Armijo up the middle, they've really stuffed the interior game. It's that end, the little wing back around, the little jet sweeps that have really given the Ironmen defense problems.
Now you're looking at, actually, there was a 1-yard gain, so 2nd and 9 now from the 22-yard line. 4:15 to go to halftime. 6-0 favor of Vanita, but the Hornets are threatening here again. A receiver on the right. Play action. Ward now runs to his right. Still running. Throws. Pass caught at the 10. to the 5, knocked out of bounds at the 2-yard line. No, actually, they're going to say it's a touchdown, Vanita. I was kind of blinded on my side there, but a touchdown for Vanita.
And that was John Michael Floyd on the reception of 22 yards and the score to give the Hornets a 12-0 lead in the ballgame. 22-yard scoring pass.
And Vanita now on top, 12-0. And Vanita looks like they're going to go for two here. Ward under center, a receiver on the left side. Play action, Ward, and he's not going anywhere. He is sacked at the 7-yard line. Good job there by that Ironman defense, as that two-point conversion, no good. Wyatt Sanders there on the stop. Timeout on the field, 4:01 to go to halftime, and your score, Vanita 12 and Nowata nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country, K-Rig. Well, that took 5 plays, 15 yards. Actually, no, 2 plays. 2 plays, 23 yards. I'll get my math right.
Okay,
I'm getting right there. I forgot that turnover there.
Like, what?
Yeah, I know. On a John Michael Floyd 22-yard pass from Parker Ward, the run no good, and it's 12-0 Vanita. Hey, I want to have a moment here. I want to give a shout-out to our good friend, Becky Birch, the nice photographer lady for the Examiner Enterprise, wanted me to say hello to her, and she kind of gave me a report that she may be back on the field as early as October 9th.
Well, good for Becky. We'll be glad to see her out there with her camera once again.
A low kick. Sanders gets it at the 15, runs to the right, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, knocked out of bounds at the 41-yard line.
Well, a little bit of something is something to cheer about there for the Ironman. Wyatt with an excellent return. That's something we're more accustomed to seeing out of him. And they're going to bring it back, looks like, say, the 40 now. But got to see what Coach Hagenbusch has up his offensive play calling sleeve here. We've seen several of the same plays, different variations, see if he changes it. I wanted to point out the two plays that Vanita ran down here on the scoring drive. Both of those times, Ward was under center, which is something we hadn't seen up to that point.
All right, Nowata will have the ball back after they turn the ball over to lead to a Vanita touchdown. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Smith, oh, the ball comes loose again, and it's going to be picked up by the Hornets to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Vanita.
John Michael Floyd.
John Michael Floyd on the fumble recovery for a touchdown.
35 yards, Adam. Jiminy. Back-to-back scores by John Michael Floyd. He's going to have a little something to talk about. When he has grandkids, he'll say, hey, do you remember when we dedicated L.P. Williams Field? I had back-to-back touchdowns. A 35-yard fumble recovery, and that's just something that you don't see out of the Ironman very often. 18-zip.
Holy cow.
Somebody close the gate.
It's kind of reminds me of back last week. Now the point after by Tylen DeLozier. A snap. Ball kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 3:42 to go to halftime, and your score, it's Vanita 19 and Nowata nothing. And we'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that didn't take very long after all that.
It happens to Jake. We really didn't get to describe it. Tylen, or rather, Terrell Collins was lined up in the right halfback that came on a left sweep with a lead blocker, and Cody tried to hand it to him. Don't know what happened, but it hit the ground. John Michael Floyd was alert, picked it up at the 35, and scampered all the way. 39 total yards in the first half for the Ironman offense. 27 of those passing, Adam. Who'd have thunk?
Tylan DeLoja will kick things off. High kick. And there to catch it for the Ironman is Zen Callahan. And Zen's not going to go anywhere. He goes to the right, then goes to the left, to the middle, to the 14-yard line. And that's where Nowata will start the ball.
You know, kind of took his time getting into gear there. It looked like he was looking for somewhere to run. And meanwhile, Parker Childers was bearing down on him from the right side over here. And lucky to even get back to the 14 for the Ironman.
Two turnovers in this first half for Nowata has led to two touchdowns for Vanita.
Yeah, back-to-back Cody Smith fumbles. That's just not his style. He's a good leader and a good ball player, and I'm sure he's of course, he's a good ball player, so he's shaking it off and getting ready to go again, because Ironman got a long way to go and a half plus to get there.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith, the receiver on the right side. Smith gets a snap, pass caught, and that's about the probably gain of one on the play. Looks like Petey Knight there, the tight end, with the reception. So a gain of two, that'll make it second and eight from the 16-yard line. With 3:15 to go to halftime, 19-0 favor of Vanita. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
You know, having the light is nice, but with the windows open, you can't keep the bugs out of your mouth while you're talking.
Yeah, I know. We'll have bugs all over our mouths by the time we get home.
We'll look like a happy motorcyclist. Count the bugs in your teeth.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Handoff is Terrell Collins. Big hole to the 20 and crosses the 23-yard line. Still well short of the first down. They got to get to the... he's probably about a yard short.
Except of about 7 yards. Ironman so far only two first downs in this half.
Now you're looking at third and two now from the 24-yard line. Again, clock running with 2:20 to go to halftime, but Nowata has a lot of ground to make up here. Trailing 19-0. That's correct, fans. A receiver on each end for Nowata on a third and two. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. The snap. Again, a high snap. And Collins gets it, across the 30 to the 34-yard line, and up for an Ironman first down. Boy, I'll tell you what, and I saw that exchange right there, and that almost could have been disastrous right there for Nowata.
It wasn't real clean, was it, Adam?
No, it wasn't.
That is the third first down in the first half for the Ironman. It takes it up to about the 33-yard line. And good to see him moving the sticks.
First and 10 from Nowata's 33-yard line. Each team has all their timeouts here, by the way. If Nowata thinks about taking one here, or Vanita. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Play clock down to three. At a snap, Cody rolls to his right. Screen pass and incomplete. Petey Knight was the intended receiver.
A little high and right through Petey's hands on that one. Little rollout pass and look for the tight end on a short out route. See if he can catch it. Been about a 2-yard gain had he caught it and been tackled immediately. They were hoping Petey get one-on-one coverage with the linebacker, maybe turn it into something big, as he had wide receivers downfield to throw blocks, but it never materialized on the incompletion.
Alman complete pass makes it second and 10 from the 33-yard line in Nowata's territory, but Nowata trailing 19-0. Two wide receivers to the left side. Cody Smith on a shotgun formation. The snap, hands it off to Collins to the 35, dives to the 40-yard line.
Going to back him up a little bit, it looks like, about the 37. Well, no, they're going to...
Oop, yep. Oh, the 30.
The box was going farther than they gave him the game.
I'll tell you, I thought he dove to the 40-yard line. Boy, that's not a good spot at all.
I think his knee hit down. Looks like we're going to have a timeout, Ironman, Adam.
Timeout, Nowata with 1:05 to go to halftime. 19-0 favor of the Hornets. Get our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. You mentioned that his knee may have touched the 30, well before he dove to the 40.
I think that knee went down, and that was part of the lunge forward, and they gave him where his knee went down. I think it's really a pretty decent call after all.
Coming up at halftime, we'll have the first half. We'll take a look at the first half, and then we'll have our area team spotlight. Tonight's area team spotlight brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Tonight we'll be spotlighting the Ulaga Mustangs. Boy, they got a huge game tomorrow as they will take on Skiatook. Last week, the Mustangs had an impressive win, a Thursday night win against Collinsville, 30-24.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to imagine. I have to go to work tomorrow. I keep thinking that this is Friday.
I know. I said that all day. I said, tomorrow's going to feel like a Saturday.
We want to give a shout-out to Trey Stemp. The Ice Trey is alive and well and listening to Ironman football in Bartlesville, America.
Tell you what, he's our number one fan. Isn't
he is. He may be the number one Sooner fan, too, if you ask him.
Oh, man. He's Mr. Sooner all out there. I'll tell you what, good luck to him and the Bruins tomorrow night as they host Casha Hall. Third and six from Nowata's 37-yard line with 1:05 to go to halftime. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. They have three wide receivers, two on the left. Snap. Smith lobs it, and the pass is caught at the 40 to the 35, and that's where he'll be at the 35-yard line. That's Wyatt Sanders. And I'll tell you what, that ball was underthrown by Cody Smith, and a good concentration there by Wyatt Sanders.
And Cody just doubled his passing yardage with a 29-yard completion to Wyatt Sanders. And we've got whistles. What do we got going here?
I think Vanita has called a timeout.
You're right.
So timeout Vanita with 55 seconds to go to halftime. Again, Vanita on top of Nowata, 19-0. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, Rocky Top Energy, Nowata Can, Our Best Bank of Nowata, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Green Country Medical, Regent Bank, Tri-County Technology Center, and by Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck.
They're going to give him an even 30 yards on the pitch and catch there, so we'll do the same thing.
Hey, I'm also going to give another shout-out. How about Trey's pop, Jay Stump? Well, Jay, I haven't forgotten about you, buddy, but thanks for listening as well. You are one of our top fans.
I think that was a hornet that got in here. A real hornet.
Hey, also, I gave a shout-out to Becky Birch. She says, I'm your number one fan.
Well,
so thank you, Becky.
We'll just let them fight it out. How's that?
We'll duke it out. Also, listening back in Oklahoma City, always, I think my number one fan, my dad, listening
great
tonight in Oklahoma City. Thanks, Dad.
Got a couple
for
of good,
listening.
Got a couple of good friends that listen to us every week in Enid, Oklahoma.
Oh.
Land of the Plainsmen.
There's a snap by Cody Smith. Smith throws the pass right down the middle. It's caught! And no, he panted and he dropped it.
Dead.
Oh, my goodness. Terrell Collins had it and he dropped it. If he would have caught it, that was a touchdown. Nice play action there by Cody Smith. And an incomplete pass. It'll be second and 10 from Vanita's 33.
And that was a good time to call for that. He had a linebacker on him, had a step. Ran the little play action, as you said, kind of froze people for just a half a second. And well-thrown ball by Cody Smith. The only thing wrong with that is Terrell did not come up with the catch.
So it's going to be second and 10 from the 33-yard line, 50 seconds to go in the first half. You would love to have Nowata score a touchdown here before they go to the locker room. Get that maybe that momentum that they really needed here in this game. Three wide receivers, two on the right. Smith now rolls. Now he'll run to the left, to the 30, to the 25, and trying to get out of bounds. He's down at the 23, and now I think Nowata will have to call a timeout.
I think they're going to give him the first down, maybe.
Nowata's going to call a timeout. Yeah, he was about 2 yards short of the first down. So you're now looking at about third and one from the 24-yard line. 31 seconds to go to halftime. 19-0. Favor of Vanita. Again, we'll over the first half numbers. We'll have our area team spotlight. And then we'll also preview tomorrow night's high school football games, even though this is a Thursday night edition of it.
I think a little bit of the pregame emotion is starting to come out of the Hornets. You know, they're up three scores, so they're still on a high. But I think some of the pregame emotion has worn off. The Ironmen are getting better blocking up front, a little bit better yardage on the run game. So things are starting to gel a little bit. You just hate that they started with A, bad field position, and B, coughed the ball up so far down there for an easy score.
Well, let's see what Coach Hagebush has in his sleeve.
Well, right now, the paramount thing, they have another timeout left. The paramount thing is 1 yard. We need the first down right here to move the chains and keep it going.
And you got to get back to the line, because they'll start that clock as soon as the official says they're ready to go. Smith, he'll throw to the right, has a man open. Caught! Oh, what a touchdown, Ironman! And a nice touchdown pass from Cody Smith. I think that was to Wyatt Sanders.
Wyatt Sanders, you're correct.
On a 24-yard pass to the right side, and no one finally on the scoreboard with 26 seconds to go to halftime. And I called it, my friend. They got to have a touchdown, and now you get that momentum that you really needed.
I just said, I think the emotional high that the Hornets are playing with because of the dedication and all the heroes that came back tonight. Now it's the nitty-gritty time. Donaldson on for the extra point.
Here's a snap. Kick on its way, and that is good. So a nice point after there by T.J. Donaldson, the 5'9", 150-pound freshman. So timeout on the field, 26 seconds to go to halftime, and it's Nowata trailing Vanita 19-7. We'll keep it here as we fight off flies over here.
I think that that might be the turn of Mr. Momentum right there. It's good to see that the Army kept their head on straight. They're kind of a young bunch, really. We graduated 13 seniors. We got guys taking other guys' places that didn't maybe start as much last year, played in some games. But now they're the ones putting it on the line. They've kept their heads. There's not a sign of panic. Coach Hagebush is very good about that. It keeps the guys from panicking. They drove the ball down. And how about that pitch and catch from Cody to Wyatt Sanders? Of course, Wyatt's an excellent receiver. Cody put the ball on the money. The defensive back never got turned around, and he laid it in there for 6 points. And he had time to throw. We give a big standing ovation to those guys on the front five there, giving Cody Smith a chance to throw that football down the field. 24-yard strike, 7-19.
And in fact, that is the fourth passing touchdown for Cody Smith.
And third reception, I think, for Wyatt Sanders.
Yeah, he had that unbelievable touchdown reception with that 6-0 victory against Vianne, and, of course, he had one last week against Dewey.
Well, he's averaging one a game. We need to pick that up and double it tonight.
Well, we're probably going to need him as much as possible.
Well, they're playing my kind of music over the PA. There's some bang your head.
You really like that banging music. I do, too. I do. I'm a mixed-up music guy myself, so I'll go with some bang, bang, bang music. And
I think that the 80s hair metal is probably my favorite style of music.
Well, I grew up in the 80s, so I remember all that.
I'm not sure I ever grew up.
You didn't grow up. Here's T.J.
Onside kick.
It's an onside kick. Ball's alive, and it's finally recovered at the 40-yard line. And Kylan DeRosa, they're on the recovery, and Vanita will have it in their own territory. It will be first and 10. They're going to spot that at their own 39-yard line. Now, one thing, though, Vanita will have the ball to start the second half.
You're right.
So keep that in mind.
That is the worst field position that they've had all night to start a drive.
I think so.
It is. 39-yard line.
But that Nowata defense has played a notch here. Here's a snap. Handoff is to Dayton Bowen. He runs into Nowata territory, sweeps to the right, to the 50, to the 45-yard line. That stops the clock with 18 seconds, and now Vanita may call a timeout. They do.
Yeah, I think the Ironmen were expecting something a little different there. And, hey, give Coach Christie credit. He went back to what's been working all night, that little end-around, wing-back-around to Dylan Bowen, and he took it out for about a 17-yard gain. and a Vanita Hornet first down, and now they're across midfield and into Ironman territory at the 44. One timeout left for both squads, I believe.
You know, I mentioned that Vanita plays a rough schedule, and they do. That 4A District 3, as I mentioned, a loaded district. You got Catoosa, you got Ulaga, who will be our area team spotlight. You also got Wagner and Casha Hall.
There's no gimmies on that schedule.
No, there's not even one gimme on that Vanita schedule at all. Now, Nowana, of course, next week will host Miami, another 4A District 3 foe. Of course, that's a week from tomorrow down at Nowana Ironman Memorial Stadium. Of course, that will be our next Nowana broadcast. But we got a doubleheader. We, after tonight, will be in Dewey covering the Dewey Bulldoggers taking on the Pawhuska Huskies, 6:30 pregame show, kickoff 7. First and 10 from Nowana's 44-yard line, a man in motion. Snap to Ward. Ward screen pass. It's caught at the 45 to the 40. Breaks one tackle and down at the 38-yard line. Actually, he dove to the 35-yard line. Looks like Alex Kaufman there on the reception, and now Vanita will call their final timeout. They got a generous spot, too. The gain of 9.
I thought so. Who did you say caught that? I missed it, Adam.
That was Alex Kaufman. It'll be second down and a long one, is what the PA announcer says. And with 9 seconds to go to halftime, 19-7 favor of Vanita. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
You know, Kaufman and Boland kind of, and Army Joe kind of split the carries three ways. But when it comes to pass receiving, that's Kaufman's third on the night. He's got 28 yards. Of course, the big one is the 22-yarder for the touchdown to John Michael Floyd.
Well, big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck, Tri-County Technology Center, Regent Bank, Green Country Medical, Jane Phillips of Nowana, Arvest Bank of Nowana, Nowana Can, and Rocky Top Energy. Both teams now back on the field. It's second and one from Nowana's 35-yard line. Parker Ward in a shotgun formation, 9 seconds to go to half. Play action, Ward now going to his right, and he's not going anywhere. He is sacked at the 42-yard line, and a nice tackle there by a couple of Ironman players. Petey Knight was the first to get him, along with Jackson Straw. And that is the end of the first half, and your score, Vanita, will go to the locker room with a 19-7 lead over Nowana. 19-7, Vanita on top of Nowana. We'll come back and we'll begin our halftime show in 2 minutes. You're listening to Nowana Ironman Football here on Real Country KRIG.